The mermaid balloon.
Grandma, little Desiree exclaimed, it's my daddy's birthday. How will I send him a birthday card? Desiree's grandmother looked at Desiree and sighed. She didn't know what to say. Desiree's father had died 9 months earlier. Desiree didn't understand. She was only 4 years old. I have an idea, her grandmother said. Let's write your daddy a letter. We can tie the letter to a balloon and send it up to heaven. What should we write? Desiree told her grandmother to write, Happy birthday, Daddy. I love you and miss you. Please write me on my birthday in January. Desiree's grandmother wrote Desiree's message and their address on a small piece of paper. Then Desiree, her mother, and her grandmother went to a store to buy a balloon. Desiree looked quickly at the helium-filled balloons and said, That one, the one with the mermaid. They bought the mermaid balloon and tied Desiree's letter to it. Then Desiree let the balloon go. For an hour, they watched the balloon go higher and higher. Finally, it disappeared. Did you see that? Desiree exclaimed. Daddy reached down and took my balloon. Now he's going to write me back. Desiree released the balloon in California. The wind caught the balloon and carried it east. 4 days later, it came down 3,000 miles away near a lake in eastern Canada. The name of the lake was Mermaid Lake. Wade McKinnon, a Canadian man, was hunting ducks at Mermaid Lake when he found Desiree's balloon and letter. He took them home to his wife. She decided to send Desiree a birthday present. She also wrote her a letter. The letter said, Dear Desiree, Happy birthday from your daddy. I guess you wonder who we are. Well, my husband, Wade, went duck hunting, and guess what he found? A mermaid balloon that you sent your daddy. There are no stores in heaven, so your daddy wanted someone to do his shopping for him. I think he picked us because we live in a town called Mermaid. I know your daddy loves you very much and will always watch over you. Lots of love. The McKinnons. When the package from the McKinnons arrived, Desiree was not at all surprised. Daddy remembered my birthday, she exclaimed. Desiree's mother wrote the McKinnons to thank them for the present and the letter. During the next few weeks, she and the McKinnons telephoned each other often. Then Desiree, her mother, and her grandmother flew to Canada to meet the McKinnons. The McKinnons took them to Mermaid Lake and showed them where the balloon had landed. Now, whenever Desiree wants to talk about her father, she calls the McKinnons. After she talks to them, she feels better. People often say, What a coincidence! The mermaid balloon landed at Mermaid Lake. Desiree's mother is not sure it was just a coincidence. She says, I think that somehow my husband picked the McKinnons. It was his way to send his love to Desiree. She understands now that her father is with her always.